Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Gambell, Alaska is located on the island of St. Lawrence in the Bering Sea. It is about 202 miles away from Nome. According to a 2020 census, there are 640 people living in the village. There were 159 households and 121 families residing there as well. The racial makeup at the time was 95.6% Alaska Native, 3.5% white, 0.5% Asian, 0.3% were from two or more races, and 0.3% of the population were also considered Hispanic. The median household income was $31,458, and the median income for a family was $30,625. About 30.6% of the families and 28.5% of the population were considered living below the poverty line. On February 24th of 2022, Russians invaded Ukraine, causing a huge conflict between the two countries. It looks as though the first draft that Vladimir Putin has put out came on September 21st. Currently, they are trying to draft 300,000 men to the armed forces. Since then, other reports have come out about the authorities raiding locations to catch people who are trying to dodge the draft. Also, there have been people trying to find asylum in different countries neighboring Russia. And this story is one of them. On October 4th, 2022, a small boat arrived on the shore outside of the village of Gambell. The two men in the boat later went on to tell the locals that they were from Russia, specifically a Gvanat in northeastern Russia. Looking at a map, this is about a 300-mile boat ride in the ocean. The men also made a comment that they were attempting to flee the Russian draft. The two were then taken to the public safety office, where they awaited a Coast Guard aircraft from over 750 miles away. The Coast Guards then transported the two into Anchorage to be screened and vetted based on the U.S. immigration laws. The two now are in the custody of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security is involved with this case. The two senators from Alaska, along with the Alaskan state government, did issue statements. The first, Senator Sullivan's statement included an encouragement for the federal authorities to plan on more cases like this where Russians are fleeing through the Bering Strait and into the Alaskan communities nearby. Murkowski also was pointing out the fact that there is not a strong security in the Arctic area. Dunleavy said that this was a surprising occurrence and that he does not expect a continual stream of flotilla of individuals trying to boat over to Gambell or any other small villages closer to Russia. Next week we're going to look at the case in Sulawik where 4 people were found dead in a house fire. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.